NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Mexican officials say a gas tanker truck has exploded at a children's and maternity hospital in Mexico City. At least three people have been killed and dozens are injured. Rescue crews are scouring the debris looking for more victims who may still be trapped. A message that is thought to be from self-described Islamic State terrorists is renewing a threat to kill a Jordanian pilot captured in December. They're also continuing to hold a Japanese journalist. The latest threat was read in English in a voice that seems to belong to journalist Kenji Goto. John Matthews tells us the hostage crisis has been an ordeal for Japan.
ISIS has supposedly held Goto, another Japanese prisoner, and a Jordanian pilot for some months. Now, the initial video demanded a ransom for releasing the two, but the later ones demanded Sajida al-Rishawi for Goto and dropped the ransom. Then they offered the pilot and Goto. Now they've stopped talking about Goto entirely.
John Matthews reporting. President Obama is proposing his new budget. NPR's Mara Liasson reports he's looking at reversing the deep budget cuts known as sequestration.
When President Obama meets with House Democrats at their retreat in Philadelphia tonight, White House officials say he will tell them that his budget will end the across-the-board cuts in defense and domestic programs. The full budget won't be released until Monday, but the president is rolling out details in advance so he can try to frame the debate. The White House says the president's budget will pay for the additional investments in education, infrastructure, and the military by closing tax loopholes for the wealthy and cutting inefficient spending. But the Republican Congress is unlikely to accept those proposals. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
The Ukrainian government wants the International Criminal Court in The Hague to investigate what Kiev says are war crimes being committed in eastern Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports the Ukrainian foreign minister has been meeting with his European Union counterparts in Brussels, bringing them evidence about a deadly weekend attack on civilians in the city of Mariupol.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he'll ask the ICC to look into the rocket attacks that killed at least 30 people Saturday. The United Nations has said it looks like the deliberate targeting of civilians in Mariupol by anti-government separatists could be a crime against humanity. Speaking after a meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin called the Mariupol incident a heinous terrorist act.
Something which goes beyond politics and morality. The perpetrators who are behind this crime should end up in The Hague.
European Union foreign ministers scheduled an emergency meeting for today to discuss tougher sanctions on Russia after the Mariupol attack. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Stocks are trading mixed at this hour. The Dow was up 50 points at 17,255. The Nasdaq down 10 points. The S&P down a point. This is NPR News. London's Natural History Museum is changing its decor, and with it, its public focus. Fiona Zublin reports the new centerpiece will be a blue whale skeleton.
Dippy the Diplodocus, which is actually a cast rather than an original skeleton, has stood in the front hall of the museum since 1979. But the museum, worried that its focus is on the past rather than the present, and hoping to make people care about endangered animals that haven't yet gone extinct, will replace Dippy with a complete blue whale skeleton that the museum bought for £250 in 1891. The blue whale represents not only the majesty of nature, but the dangers mankind presents to it and our ability to bring species back from extinction through careful conservation. The switch is planned for 2017. Dippy, who has been reconstructed twice as speculation about dinosaur biology advanced, may go on tour, but only after some conservation work makes him ready to travel. For NPR News, I'm Fiona Zublin in London.
The California Department of Public Health has confirmed 8 more measles cases linked to Disneyland, bringing the total number to 95. Health officials say many of those infected were not vaccinated. Carson Punt, a 10th grade student at Palm Desert High School, says students who are not vaccinated should stay home while health officials test them for possible infection.
I think it's just a safety precaution for the kids who do, just in case they do get it. It's a good way to make sure everyone is safe and doesn't get hurt or sick.
Most of the infections are in California, but some are being reported in Utah, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and Michigan. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.